先知的方法。
And he taught the disciples ways to discern a false prophet.
就是照着他们的行为可以辨别出来。
We can discern a false prophet from their deeds.
那今天晚上啊，我们啊要借着这段经节，我们要来谈一谈啊，我们的行为跟我们所承受的救恩。
And so tonight I'd like to share with you the lesson about our deeds and the salvation we received.
也如同树根果子的关系一样。
And how they're related, like the root is related to the fruit.
所以说在这里说，好树不能结坏果子，坏树不能结好果子。
Jesus says here, a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit.
也是在传达啊，一个有关基督徒所担有的信仰生活的信息啊。
And this is a message of how to live our everyday life.
我们每一个已经啊信主的弟兄姐妹，都好像栽种在人间的果树一样。
And as believers, we're like trees planted in the world.
果树存在的目的就是要结果子。
And a tree's purpose is to bear fruit.
就是要让人来食用。
So people can enjoy the fruit.
我们存在啊这个世上的目的啊，也是要来结果子。
And so our purpose in life is also to bear fruit.
也就是说，要对人有帮助，要能荣耀神的名。
And in other words, we need to benefit others and to glorify God.
神他可以从我们所结的果子来判断我们是好树还是坏树。
And from the fruit we bear, one can tell whether we're a good tree or a bad tree.
来指证我们是好人还是坏人啊。
And know that whether you are a good person or a bad person.
而世上的人们更能够从我们身上所行出来的表现来判断我们。
And people of the world can also judge us by our deeds.
来借由我们的行为啊，来做判断，我们所信奉的这一位神真神，我们所持守的这一份信仰是不是真的。
And through our deeds, they decide for themselves whether our faith and the God we believe in is true.
啊，树根果子所指的就是我们的心思意念与言论行为啊。
The tree and the fruit refers to our thoughts, our speech, and our deeds.
我们的心思意念，我们的言行举止，都将成为判断我们是好人或者是坏人的依据了。
And what we say, what we do, and what we think is directly related to whether we're good or bad.
所以我们在今日的社会当中，我们理当要成为好人。
We ought to strive to be good.
成为心里想的是好事，口里说的是好话。
So we need to think good thoughts and speak good words.
啊，身体所行出来的啊是好的行为啊。
And do good deeds.
啊，这正是我们今天晚上要来分享的一个主题。
And this is the main message of tonight's service.
这晚上借由树根它的果子来谈一谈，我们要立志做好人。
From the example of the good tree and the good fruit, and can learn how to be a good person.
我们从三个方面来思想这个比喻给我们的启发跟带领。
And we can look at this analogy in three ways.
首先，我们来谈一谈我们应该要成为好人的要求。我们为什么要成为好人
？And first, why do we need to be good?
他的要求是什么
？And what are the requirements?
这个比喻给我们的第一个提醒啊，告诉我们说，我们的信仰是一种要求我们要成为好人的信仰。
First, our faith requires us to be good.
主耶稣以遵行天父旨意来说明这个事实。
And Jesus teaches us to obey and submit to the will of God.
主说，凡是称呼我主啊、主啊的人啊，不都能进天国。
He said, "Not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord can enter heaven."
唯独遵行天父旨意的人才能进去。
But only he who obeys the law of God.
在当日啊，有许多人对他说：“啊，说主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼， 奉你的名行许多的异能吗？
He says, many will say to him, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?
主就明明地告诉这些人说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
And he will reply, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
主耶稣在这里并不是以你做过什么来判断你能不能进天国。
Jesus does not judge us on whether we can enter heaven by what we've done.
不是以你所成就的圣功是不是成功来断定你是不是能进天国。
He does not judge us based on how much we've accomplished or how successful we are.
而是以遵循天父旨意来描述一个成熟的基督徒所应当有的表现。
But rather, he judges us on whether or not we do the will of God.
我们来谈谈这两方面的一个参考。首先基督的信仰是要求我们成为好人的信仰。
The Christian faith requires us to be good.
一个人若能够有正确的基督信仰，固然是一件值得高兴的事情。
It is good for us to have faith in Christ.
但是要怎么样让我们的信仰进到我们的生活中，成为我们生活的标杆、行为的尺度？
But how can our faith be part of our lives and how do we measure ourselves?
更进一步的让我们成为大家心目中的好人这个才是基督信仰在我们身上的一个重要。
And how do we earn a reputation of being good? That's the key of our faith.
许多人都认为说宗教都一样，只是劝人为善。
Many people believe that all religions are the same because they teach people to be good.
所以基督教也是一样啊。
And Christianity is no different.
所以基督教它也不是宗教。
So Christianity is not a special religion.
借着这样来表明宗教都一样。
And so they claim that all religions are the same.
以及基督教也没有什么特殊啊。
There's nothing special about Christianity.
其实基督教不是宗教这句话，对也可以说对，错也可以说错。
And in some ways it is both right and wrong to claim that Christianity is not a religion.
因为它只是对了一半。
They're only partially right.
它也错了一半。
But they're also partially wrong.
基督教若不是宗教的话，那难道它是旁门左道的异端吗？
If Christianity is not a true religion, is it supposed to be a false teaching or heresy?
当然不是了。
And it's not.
宗教有三个要素在。
There are three characteristics of a religion.
就是对神要有信仰。
First, faith in God.
对神要有敬拜的礼仪。
And to worship God.
还有要有神的诫命
，and also to follow the commandments of God.
如果从这三大要素来看的话，那基督教它当然肯定是个宗教。
And Christianity fit these three criteria.
但是对于那些说基督教不是宗教的人来说是因为他们对宗教的界定不明白
And people claim that Christianity is not a religion because they don't understand it enough.
因为我们称我们叫教会。
We worship in a chapel, a
church. 传福音的人叫做宣教士。
And we have missionaries who preach the gospel.
所以我们不能说基督教不是宗教。
So Christianity is a religion.
所以应该要怎么说呢？基督教不只是一个宗教。
But Christianity is more than a religion.
乃是世人生命的宗教。
It is a religion that gives life.
耶稣不只是教主
Jesus is not just a religious leader.
他更是能够拯救人的救主。
He is the savior of all mankind.
基督教是一种超越所有宗教的宗教。
Christianity is a religion that surpasses all.
事实上基督的信仰不但能帮助我们分别什么是善，什么是恶。
Not only can faith in Christ help us discern what right from wrong.
什么是是，什么是非。
What is good and what is evil.
他还要给我们一股弃恶从善的能力。
Our faith also gives us the power to forsake evil for good.
一个真心信仰基督的人，他具有成为好人所需要的标准跟尺度。
A person who believes in Christ already has the measurement to of what is good and what is wrong.
再来，基督的信仰也能够提供我们成为好人的动力。
And faith in Christ motivates us.
一个人能够有正确的信仰啊，固然值得高兴。
It is a good start for a person to have the right beliefs.
那怎么样让这个信仰跟我们生活的结合啊？
How do we combine the belief with our lives?
能够改变，能够影响我们的心思意念。
How does it change our thoughts and our deeds?
能够帮助我们的言行举止，则更是重要了。
How does it change the way we think, the way we do things, and the way we talk, speak?
啊，如同刚刚我们所做的分析啊，也有很多人说啊，基督教啊是劝人为善的。所以啊，它也是好的吧。
Many people say Christianity is good just because it teaches people to do good.
啊，尤其看到啊，很多教会从事于社会啊这个服务方面的工作，比如说啊开孤儿院呐、啊，啊开医院呐、啊，啊，他们会觉得说基督教是一个很好的宗教。
And many Christian denominations today participate in charitable works.
其实。也只是对了一半而已啊。
But that's only part of the story.
如果基督教光只是劝人为善，啊，那在圣经里头啊，这个保罗所说的，说我们是在基督里所做的功啊，为的要叫我们行善，啊，就是神预备叫我们所做的。
And if all Christianity is a set of morals of how to do good,
啊，圣经里头啊，在这个保罗写给提摩太的书信里头啊，讲到圣经的功用。
The Bible teaches us its purpose.
说圣经是神所默示的。
It says that all scripture is God breathed.
啊，他。使人归正，教导人学义，教属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
And it leads people to the right path and teaches them to do all good things.
所以啊，这里都告诉我们，圣经教我们要行善。
So the Bible indeed teaches us to do good.
基督教是一个劝人行善的宗教。
And Christianity is a religion that teaches people to do good.
但是它跟其他劝人为善的宗教不同的地方在哪里？
But how is it different than other religions?
在于它给我们行出来的动力。
It's that faith in Christ gives us the motivation to do good.
所以我们应该要这么样来下定义。基督教不只是劝人为善的宗教。
So Christianity is not just a religion that teaches good.
它也给啊给我们呐、啊、行善所需要的新生命跟新的动力。
Also gives us power and a new life to do good.
所以我们所信仰的是这么样的一个宗教。
And that's the faith we all believe in.
啊，借由圣灵的帮助，能够与心中的恶念来搏斗啊。
And we can fight against the our evil desires by the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们能够成为啊，能够具有成为好人所需要的动力。
And we have the power to become a good person.
所以从这里啊，啊，告诉我们说，我们的信仰是一个要求我们成为好人的信仰。
So our faith in Christ requires us to be good.
我们有不犯错的责任。
It is our duty to avoid sin.
我们更有不犯错的权利。
And it is also our right not to sin.
因为信仰给我们不犯错的动力。
Because our faith motivates us.
我们应当要能够享受我们的信仰。
And that's how we can enjoy the blessings of our faith.
再来，树跟果子的这个比喻啊，也提醒我们为什么要成为好人，它的原因。
The fruit and the tree also teaches us the reason why we need to be good.
这里说，凡不结好果子的树就要砍下来。
Jesus said, if a tree does not bear good fruit, it will be cut down.
要丢到火里头。
And thrown into the fire.
啊，所以啊，凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来呀。
And you will know them by their fruit.
啊，在这里提醒我们，为什么要成为好人？
And Jesus tells us why we need to be good.
啊，首先呢，用成为好人来证明我们信仰的纯真。
Our good deeds will prove, that our faith is true.
在这里，主耶稣提醒我们，一个光是在口头上说“主啊，主啊”的人啊，算不得是真正的基督徒了。
Jesus said, a person who calls him Lord, Lord is not necessarily a true Christian.
最重要的啊，就是要能够遵行天父的旨意。
But it is he who does the will of God in heaven.
啊，有一个这个古圣徒曾经说啊。说难道你不说主啊主啊，主就不存在吗
？And a saint once said, "Will God cease to exist if you don't call him Lord, Lord?"
只是说一说有什么用呢
？What's the use of just calling on his name?
啊，古圣徒奥古斯丁他本身啊，他在信主之前呢、啊，他是这个啊其他宗教的。
Before Saint Augustine believed in Christ, he followed other religions.
啊，他过着这个荒淫无度的生活。
And he indulged in all kinds of pleasures.
他的母亲啊，为他不断的祷告。
And his mother had been praying for him.
所以后来啊，这一位啊，这个神所曾经所使用的一个重要的工人啊，啊，他悔改。
And later he repented.
他从肉体的情欲当中得到释放
，and he was released from his lusts，
所以他又被称为啊是母亲眼泪之子啊
，and he became known as the son of a mother's tear。
好，啊，他本身的体验告诉我们，一个人若光只是在嘴巴上承认神而没有行为的表现，不是真正的基督徒了。
And his experience tells us that just because we call Jesus Lord, Lord doesn't make us a true Christian.
同样的道理，我们若只是在聚会的时候，在做礼拜的时候啊，思想啊，这个思想神的话。
And if we only think about the word of God while we are sitting in the chapel.
但是一出了会堂啊，在我们的言行思想上毫不理会，我这么讲这么做到底会不会违背圣经的真理
？And when we step outside the chapel, we do not think about what it says about our faith in our in our actions and our words.
是不是会让神失望
？And whether or not we disappoint God.
这样怎么能说自己是基督徒呢
？If we neglect these things, how can we call ourselves a Christian?
很多时候我们都误解了主耶稣要我们驯羊如鸽子。啊，灵巧如蛇的这个比喻啊
！We often forget Jesus' teaching of being gentle as a dove and cunning as the serpent.
我们老是拿灵巧如蛇来作为我们随心所欲啊的一个借口。
But often we only take the part of being cunning as a serpent to do as we please.
哦，甚至于啊，对圣公上不但没有帮助，反而有害。
And instead of helping in the work of God, we hinder it.
啊，有一个这个教会的这个负责人、啊、他要去访问一个慕道朋友。
Once a church board member visited a truth seeker.
这个慕道朋友啊，在一个人家的工厂里面呢、啊、上班。
And the truth seeker worked in a factory.
哦，他们是做一些豆类制品的。
Making a soy products.
哦，那这个负责人啊，他就啊。跟这个弟兄，跟这个慕道朋友联络，说啊，我等一下要去参观您的工厂。
And so the board member had called the truth seeker, telling him he wants to visit him at the factory.
哦，因为啊，啊，我们教会啊，啊，这个下礼拜啊，哦，有很多人要来呀、啊。我们打算呢、啊，啊，要买很多的这个豆类的制品。
And he said that many people will be visiting our church next week, and we plan to buy some of your products.
那他的用意啊，啊，是怕说这个慕道朋友啊，会说啊我很忙啊，而啊拒绝啊这个负责人来探访他。
And he told him that because he was afraid, that the truth seeker would refuse his visit otherwise.
啊，所以给他这样的一个信息。
So that's what he told him.
哎，看起来很灵巧哈。
He seemed to be very cunning.
结果啊，到了的时候，不但看到他的弟兄，看到这个慕道朋友，这慕道朋友把他的老板哈、经理啊，什么一大堆啊，通通叫来了。要来做简报了。
And when he arrived at the factory, not only was a truth seeker waiting for him, he had also called his manager and their boss.
一副慎重其事的样子。
And it was a big deal at the factory.
那结果后来根本没有那一回事。
And of course, the church had no intention of buying any of the products.
那你想这个慕道朋友他要怎么样？在那个工厂继续待下去呢
？So how easy was it for the truth seeker to continue to work at that factory？
他们的老板会不会说，你们的教会都骗人，你还去那个骗人的教会干什么呢
？They think that the church is full of liars。
哦，所以有时候我们可能用意是好
，sometimes our intentions are good。
但是我们的做法如果违背了圣经的教导
，But if what we do is against the Bible's teachings。
不但没有帮助，反而是造成损伤。
Not only are we of no help, we actually harm God's work.
好，所以圣经教导我们说，行事为人要与福音相称。
The Bible teaches us to be worthy of the gospel we believe in.
啊，更勉励我们在身体上不要得罪自己。
And not to sin against our own bodies.
啊，因为我们的身体就是圣灵的殿。
Because our body is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
所以在我们的身上要能荣耀神。
We must glorify God through our bodies.
这是圣经上不断的要求我们要用成为好人来见证我们信仰的真实性。
And that's what about the Bible teaches us to live a good life to prove the truth of our faith.
啊，有个故事说啊，说从前在意大利啊，有一个人。当他信了主之后
，Once upon a time, there was a believer in Italy.
他的行事为人深受基督信仰的改变。
And his life had been transformed by his faith in Christ.
有一次他在他的社区的路上看到一些东西，他就蹲下来，很小心的把它捡起来，放在他的袋子里面。
And one day he was walking on the road and he saw some things on the road and he stooped over to pick them up.
啊，这种奇怪的举动啊，引起社区的警察他的注意。
And so he caught the attention of the local policeman.
所以就把他叫来问。
And the policeman called him over.
你捡到什么宝物啊？让我看一看。
Let me see what you picked up.
他就打开他的袋子让警察看。
And he opened his bag.
原来啊，都是一些铁钉呐、碎玻璃片。
And inside were nails and broken glass.
警察就问说：“你捡这些东西要干什么
？”So the police officer asked him, "Why are you picking up these things?"
这个基督徒他说啊：“说我看到啊，在我们社区里面有很多贫穷的人，他们没有穿鞋子。
”And this Christian replied that many people in our village are poor and they can't afford shoes.
我怕这些铁钉跟碎玻璃片会割伤。刺伤他们的脚。
And I'm afraid that the nails and glass would cut their feet.
警察听了之后也很受感动。
So the policeman was touched by what he said.
这个基督徒啊，他活出了基督的见证来。
And this Christian lived as a living testimony for Christ.
深深的影响到他周遭的人啊，周遭的朋友。
And what he did had an influence over people around him.
所以当他过世的时候啊，在有人呐 这个有人追溯。对他的平生的一个这个认识，对他这么说哈，说他真是一个真正的基督徒。
So when he passed away, someone eulogized him as a true Christian.
他是个模范的公民。
He is a model citizen.
是穷人的朋友。
He was the friend of the poor.
孤儿寡妇的邻居啊。
And the neighbor of the orphans and the widows.
是黑暗环境中的一盏明灯。
They called him a light in darkness.
我们的神要求我们用成为好人来见证我们信仰的纯真。
God commands us to show the truth in our faith by our deeds.
再来，为什么我们要成为好人呢？
And what's another reason why we should be good?
因为若不能成为好人 必然要遭受神的惩罚。
If we are not good, then God will punish and judge.
在这个比喻当中，主耶稣很郑重的警告说：“凡不结好果子的树，就砍下来丢在火里。”
Jesus gave the serious warning that every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
用这样的这个警告来提醒我们。若不努力使自己成为好人的话，会受神的处罚。
And God will punish us and chastise us if we don't strive to be good.
这个处罚指的是将来在永世当中受得不到神的恩典。
And the ultimate punishment is to be away from God's grace.
要在地狱的火里受永刑啊。
And to suffer in an eternal fire of hell.
那也指着在今生会承受神严厉的管教。
And in this life, we will also be chastised by God.
所以很值得我们警惕啊。
And it's a warning for all of us.
有一次在一份报纸上读到一个故事。
I've read a story in a newspaper.
说到说有一个因为吸食这个毒品被教会给除名的一个基督徒
There was a Christian who had been excommunicated from his church due to drug abuse.
他不但不知道要悔改，反而很怨恨这个教会。
And he still did not repent, but had a grudge against the church.
既然错就错了，一不做二不休了，干脆不但继续吸毒还去贩毒。
And so he continued to take drugs and started selling drugs.
这个在以前的这个大陆，中国大陆贩毒被抓到是要枪毙的。
And this was in China, where drug use is punishable by death.
到现在很多国家的法律贩毒也是要枪毙的。
And it's also the case today in many countries.
所以这个弟兄他在贩毒的过程当中，他被抓住了。
And this Christian was arrested for selling drugs.
但是对方却把他误会成是土匪这个基督徒误会他是一个土匪，是个杀人的一个这个强盗，所以第二天要把他枪毙。
And he was mistaken for a murderer and that he was sentenced to be executed.
所以这个吸毒的这个人他就很难过，好像在这个约好像约拿在大鱼的肚子里面他醒悟过来了，他迫切向神悔改祷告。
So he finally awakened from his sins and he prayed to God and repented.
这个看守他的卫兵看见了就觉得很奇怪。
And so the prison guard was curious.
他在那边自言自语在讲什么。
And he wondered why this prisoner was seems to be whispering to himself.
过去就踢他一脚
And he went over and kicked him.
你跪在那边自言自语到底在讲什么？你发疯了吗
？And are you crazy? Why are you kneeling and saying things to yourself?
这个基督徒说不是
So this Christian replied, "No, I'm not crazy."
那这个卫兵就说：“既然你不是发疯你为什么自言自语
？”So, why are you saying things to yourself?
莫非你是基督徒吗
？Are you a Christian?
对方一听很惭愧他说我不好意思说我是基督徒。
And this Christian said, "I am too ashamed to claim to be a Christian."
若说我是基督徒我为什么会犯会吸毒会贩毒呢
？If I am a Christian, then why was I selling drugs?
若说我不是基督徒，我偏偏又是
If I claim not to be a Christian, I'm still a Christian.
因为这个卫兵他也是基督徒
And this prison guard was also a Christian himself.
所以就跟他聊了起来。
So they started to talk to each other.
并且因着这样。知道说他不是那个要抓的那个土匪那个杀人犯。
And from the conversation, the guard realized that he was not the murderer they were after.
就赶快去向他的长官报告。
And so he reported it to his superiors.
让他关了一段期间呢，就得到释放。
And later, the Christian was released.
所以从他被释放之后回到自己的家乡，他真的是变成另外一个人了。
And when he returned home, he was a transformed man.
他不但把这个吸毒的这个毒瘾给戒掉了。
He had quit using drugs.
还到处去帮助那些被毒品捆绑的人。
And he helped other drug users.
也带了很多人来信耶稣。
And he led many people to Christ.
所以这个故事也让我们很受感动。
And it's a very moving story.
一个不肯努力让自己成为好人的人有一天他还是会受到神的管教跟处罚。
When a person refuses to change, then God will chastise him to make him better.
值得我们警惕咯。
And it serves as a warning for us.
有人说说这个社会坏人比以前的人更坏。
And it seems that the bad people seem to be getting worse.
但是好人没有比以前更好
But the good people aren't getting any better.
所以为什么我们社会会走下坡的原因就在这里。
And so society as a whole becomes worse.
值得我们去想一想。
That's worthy of some thoughts.
我们当基督徒在众民当中被神拣选。
We as Christians have been called by God from all people.
我们岂不需要更立定心智成为好人来影响这个社会吗
And we ought to be more determined to be good to have a positive impact on society
再来这个比喻也提醒我们怎么样成为好人的方法
And next this analogy of the fruit and tree teaches us how to be good
果树之所以能够成长之所以能够丰收有几个原因
There are several reasons why a tree can bear good fruit.
首先它要有好的种子。
First, it needs to come from a good seed.
再来要有好的土地。
And it needs to be planted in good soil.
还要有好的栽培。
And it needs to be taken care of.
一个人要成为好人也不外乎这三个条件。
And these are the three reasons a person can be good.
什么是好的种子?
What is a good seed?
就是良心呢。
That is our conscience.
心是思想言行的一个控制一个是它是一个司令部。
Our conscience determines what we do.
心如果不好，思想言行也都会不好。
If we have a bad conscience, then we will have bad thoughts and bad speech.
他就不是好人。
We will not be a bad. We will be a bad person.
心好，思想言行也会好。
And it is also true. The conversely is also true.
他才是个好人啊。
And that's how we are a good person.
所以做好人之前先要有好心啊。
And we need to have a clear conscience before we can be a good person.
主耶稣有一次对一个摊子说说放心吧你的罪得赦了。
Jesus once said, to a man, your sins are forgiven.
当时有几个文士心里在议论说这个人说的这个浅妄的话。
So the Pharisees said amongst themselves that Jesus was blaspheming against God.
主耶稣知道他们的心思就说你们为什么心里怀着恶念呢
But Jesus knew their hearts and said, why are you thinking evil thoughts?
事实上人犯罪的起头都是从怀着恶念开始的。
And all sin began from sinful thoughts.
所以要防止犯罪必须要先防止这个恶的念头发酵。
So in order to prevent sinful deeds, we need to prevent sinful thoughts.
箴言的四章二十三节提醒我们。
Proverbs 4:23 tells us.
说你要保守你的心胜过保守一切。
You need to guard your heart over everything else.
因为一生的果效都是从心发出的。
Because all the fruit of our labor comes from our heart.
所以可见清除心中的恶念，培养心中存有的善念是我们成为好人的第一步。
And so the first step to be a good person is to keep pure thoughts.
再来啊，也要有好的土地。
And second, we need to be planted in good soil.
种了好树，还必须要有好的土地啊。
It's not enough to have a good seed. We also need good soil.
才能够结果累累啊。
So that the tree can sprout and bear good fruit.
以这个果树做例子是如此。啊，土地、环境、气候都会影响到这个树的生长，还有树的收成。
And the seed, the environment, the soil are factors of how a tree grows.
同样的，啊，一个人的生活、一个人的工作环境、他的交友，啊，都能够影响他一生的成败祸福啊。
And a person's surroundings and where he is and his friends are factors in how he grows.
啊，古时候的人说啊，说近朱者赤，近墨者黑，近贤者明，近才者智。
And we are influenced by the people we know and where we are.
好，啊，近愚者暗，啊，近偷者贼呀。圣经啊，更告诉我们说，跟智慧者同行的人必得智慧。
And the Bible also tells us that he who walks with the wise becomes wise.
所以我们若能够经常的亲近神，参加聚会，啊，常常跟热心的弟兄姐妹在一起交往，必然，啊，对我们的，啊，这个成为好人的目标的实践会有帮助。
And if we attend services often and associate with other faithful brothers and sisters, it will surely help us in our faith.
啊，最后啊，就是要有好的栽培。
And we also need to be taken care of.
好，果树啊，有了好的种子，有了好的土地，还要加上好的栽培，才会丰收啊。
And a tree needs to be careful in order to grow and bear fruits.
好的栽培啊，啊，指的是要浇灌、要施肥、要修剪、要除虫。
And that means the tree needs to be watered and to be fertilized.
人为什么会成为好人？会成为坏人呢？
What makes a person good or bad?
啊，在于啊，是不是有正确的栽培呀？
Has to do with how he is nurtured.
我们刚刚啊有谈到说，栽培我们的就是神啊。
And it is God who nurtures us.
啊，我们常常借着祷告啊，来得到圣灵的帮助。
The Holy Spirit helps us through prayer.
借着读圣经啊，来得到啊，这个我们神从神的话语当中啊。得到我们努力的方向。
And the Bible shows us the direction to strive for.
啊，所以让神来栽培我们的品格啊，是我们成为好人最具体的方法。
And so it is through God that we become a good person.
啊，让神啊来平静我们那个啊急躁啊不安的这种心呐。
And it is God who can quiet our hearts.
让自己被神来栽培造就，拥有温柔忍耐的美德。
And God can build up virtues in our hearts.
借着属灵的浇灌、施肥、修剪、除虫啊，帮助我们成为好人。
And He can water us, fertilize us, and trim us in spirit to help us grow.
好的种子、好的土地、好的栽培，是让我们成为好人最具体也是最简要的方法。
And in order to be a good person, we need to have good seeds, good soil, and good nurture.
所以啊，希望借由神的帮助，借着主耶稣所讲的这个比喻，让我们都能够立志啊，来成为好人。
And I hope that the lessons from Jesus' parable can help us to be determined to be a good person.
结出好的果子来。
And to bear good fruit.
啊，来荣耀神。来帮助人啊
to glorify God and to benefit others.
将来在神的面前能够向神来交账
so that in the future we can stand before God.